to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Group Marketing Conference call. We do this call the very first Monday of the month at this time to really focus on the business-to-business, the B2B aspect of Legal Shield to help really enhance and further that part of your business. We've got a really exciting call lined up for you guys tonight. Just want to really, before we get started, congratulate the entire organization on what an incredible month of June that we just finished up. We reached heights that we haven't reached in many years on the More Success Team. And just want to say congratulations to each and every one of you. Things couldn't be going better in Legal Shield, all aspects of Legal Shield, but especially the group marketing aspect of the business. And guys, I really couldn't be more excited. Just a quick couple of housekeeping reminders that, Papa and Dad, myself, we are hosting the leadership call this month on the Monday Morning Leadership Show. So make sure you guys and your teams tune in to that. We're going to be featuring a lot of the top leaders from the team throughout the month. Definitely something you want to plug into. You always want to plug into it, but especially don't want to miss it this month. Papa did a great job this morning on the call, as well as Mr. Jeff Hughes and Dad himself. But a lot of great things going on in Legal Shield. You know, the $75 social fee has been extended. The 3 and 15 promotion has been extended. I know my personal team's business was up 400% recruiting June over May. So great things are happening, great things in the B2B aspect. And with that, I'd like to go right on out to Ada, Oklahoma, to the leader of the More Success Team, the original Millionaire Club member, the very first person to ever get the $500,000 income ring in Legal Shield. But most importantly, he's my papa, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Papa, are you there?
I'm right here, Jeremy, and thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Okay, I want to thank you and Randy both for the outstanding job. Jeff Hughes did a fantastic job, and, you know, next week we're going to have another one of our great people on there. We're going to have some, the next call we'll have some of the top recruiters in Legal Shield. I almost said prepaid. It's still prepaid to me. I'm just old. It's just been great, Jeremy. You're right. That was the greatest June we've had for recruiting in 4 years. Fantastic. I really believe this will be the best July we've had in many, many years as far as recruiting and production goes. And, Jeremy, we don't want to forget. I know we won't, but our retreat is fastly approaching. It's just a couple of weeks away from us now. Dave Peterman and I was talking earlier. We're looking forward. We're going to have a good family time, a good time. And, you know, I don't know when they're going to announce it, but I guess they're announcing it tonight. Some of you probably already heard about it, that Mr. Rip Mason has just been promoted to chairman of the board of directors. MidOcean wanted to give him promotion, thinks he's been doing a great job. So they had another man for CEO now. He'll be starting right away. They're going to step his thing up. They think things are moving the right way now. They're going to be putting more money into it. They're going to be putting more time in. The gentleman's name is Jeff Bells, the new CEO. Mr. Rip Mason moving up to chairman of the board of directors. So what great things there. That shows that the company themselves really believes in what we are doing. You know, Jeremy, I could go on and on, but the truth is, we need to get right down to this next gentleman. You know, I'll tell you what he's going to do. He's going to be training on why group business, what it takes to be successful in group business, how to open and maintain your group. So if you don't have it, grab your pen, grab your paper. If you have anyone that's not on that you think would be interested in this, text them right quick and tell them to get on. This gentleman, I tell you, was 31 years in the grocery business, been 12 years now with Legal Shield. He's always in the performance club. He's a $100,000 ring earner. He's written over 5,000 personal apps, opened over 100 groups, and qualified for every incentive trip that the company puts out. He's a great man. But most of all, he's a great Christian man. He's a great family man. He's a great team player. Our very own Mr. Bob Pelcher.
Well, good evening, sir, and thank you so much for that. I tell you what, after that introduction, I'm not sure if you were talking about me.
I was talking about you, and I didn't probably lay it on thick enough, Bob. I got high respect for you, and I so does people like Jimmy Parrish and a lot of other people on this call tonight. I imagine all of them that knows you has nothing but respect for you. So take it away.
Well, thank you again, and I do have a lot of respect for you and Randy and Jeremy, and you mentioned Mr. Parrish and Linda Bowden. There's so many people out there, you know, that I really look up to and admire and respect, and I learn a lot from them. That's why I enjoy listening to these calls myself. So as you mentioned, there's three areas I want to try to touch on tonight, just kind of help people out there that are new to the business, new to Legal Shield, maybe not new to Legal Shield, but maybe new to group business and our, you know, the wheel of opportunity. I've always said that Legal Shield offers people, and sometimes when they're recruited into the business, as I was, many times people are always asking, you know, how do you do this business? What do you do? And, of course, sometimes, depending on what the associate is doing at that time, they try to recruit them in to go out and do more recruiting. What I've always wanted to do is I want to share with people what our company is about. You know, we have a great product, a need for a product, and let them know there's a lot of different aspects to our business. You know, there is what I always call the spokes on the wheel. Which spoke is yours? Is it recruiting people? Is it just selling memberships to family and friends and just making a little extra income? You know, we have small business plans. We have CDLP. We have teachers plans. There are so many different types of products out there that you can take and market. And, you know, you want to be able to know about every one of those, but I think it's very difficult for someone to do every one of them 100%. You know, you can't serve two masters. I mean, that's what we hear, and that's what we understand about Jesus Christ. You can't serve two masters. You can only serve him. Well, in this business, it's very hard to serve more than, you know, two or three. You know, you can do group, you know, you can do the small business, you know, those type of things. But when you try to do every one of them 100%, you can't give each one 100%. So, you know, why group? For me, it was basically the fact, as you mentioned, I spent 31 years in the grocery retail business. I was introduced to Legal Shield product 12 years ago, and the product just made sense to me. And because of my background of working with people, managing people, organizing, you know, I did this for over 20-some years, you know, as management in the retail business when I got involved with the grocery business. So it was, I was very comfortable in the group arena of people. So it just made sense to me when I saw Legal Shield and realized all the different aspects or different opportunities it had, that group business made the most sense to me. And why I left 31 years of retail business, I mean, folks, I had over five and a half weeks of vacation. I had great bonuses coming from the retail business. I had a great salary. But, you know, I guess it's 8 o'clock here in Central Time. And I probably would be home right now if I was still in the retail business, but I would have just gotten home. And, you know, that's after going to work at 6:30 in the morning. So I always told people when I was in management and retail, I only had to work a half a day. That was usually 12 hours. And now that I've left that business, I actually left in March 1st, 2005, after working Legal Shield part-time for a little over 2 years. I got group certified about 12 months into the business. And one of the things, you know, I tell people when you look at this business, you know, why do Legal Shield? Why this? And again, I go back to the fact you have to find a product that there's a need. People have to need what we have. I mean, wouldn't you like to be in the oil business right now? It seems like no matter what the price of oil is, everybody seems to need the gasoline. So, you know, it's too bad I didn't get involved with that, you know, 50, 60 years ago. But I'm not old enough to have gotten involved that long ago. What I want to talk about, you know, when I say what it takes to be successful in group business, you know, think of this. Whether you're interested in group business or not, what does it take to be successful? Whether you open your own business or everybody on this call, I would say almost everybody on this call may have or has a job, you know, may have had a job prior to Legal Shield or may still have a job right now. But how many of you have ever gone out and applied for a job because you want to get hired to make an income? You want to get paid a salary. You want to make an hourly wage. And the reason I bring this up is because as in management, when I used to hire people, people filled out applications all the time, and they hoped to get an interview so they could maybe get a job. And if you've ever been on an interview or done an interview, what is it people are looking for? What are they looking for when they go to hire somebody? They're looking for somebody that, you know, is motivated, somebody that has incentive, you know, willingness to get out there and think a little bit outside the box and you know, take advantage of an opportunity and do a good job. I mean, to earn a good paycheck. The problem is, no matter how hard you work, sometimes in some companies, you don't seem to get that extra pay for that. You know, so when you're looking for a job, you know, and I'm trying to relate this to Legal Shield because it's not a job. It's an opportunity. You don't work for Legal Shield. You represent Legal Shield. That's the way I feel about it. But you also represent yourself when you're out there talking to people. So it's very important that when you're looking at Legal Shield and group business, you have to treat it as if you're getting hired at a, you know, top-of-the-line company, you know, one of those, you know, Fortune 500 companies. You know, I believe, well, that's where we're at. You know, that's what you're looking at. You're getting hired, or you're getting an opportunity with this company. But if you don't show up to work every day, if you get hired at a job, if you don't show up to work every day and you don't do your job and you don't work with other people in that job, how many times do you think, or how long do you think you're going to keep getting a paycheck? Legal Shield's no different. In Legal Shield, you have to be active. You have to get out there and do the job. You have to do the work. You have to, you know, you got to have an incentive inside yourself to go out and get active and take care of business. And, you know, to take care of the business, it'll take care of you. And that's one thing. You know, I still remember the day when I decided I was going to leave my job of 31 years, and it was a very scary time for me, but I got a phone call from Mr. Randy Moore, and he said to me, I never forgot this, Randy, Bob, do you know, are you sure this is what you want to do? Because, folks, it's a big step, but you have to feel confident about what you're doing, and you've got to, you know, you got to be passionate about what you're doing. And I was, and, you know, but that phone call scared me a little bit, but it also made me face reality. Folks, this is for real. This is a business. And you can do whatever you want with this business. You can take it as far as you want to go, or you can let it fall apart and never do anything with it, which we see a lot of people do. And I've always told folks that look at this business, get in the business, or get out. You know, I always say I've never seen anybody ever fail at Legal Shield. Nobody's ever failed. I've never seen it. Not one time. They just quit. Harold Pinson, you know, I always remember the story when he became a Millionaire Club member. He said, you know, he told the story of the tortoise and the hare, you know. He said he was the tortoise. Folks, I'm so excited. I would love to be the tortoise. Who wouldn't want to be a tortoise? He's a Millionaire Club member. So, you know, you've got to stick to this business and make it work. So one of the things I talk about, again, how to open and maintain groups to build your career, to build a business. When you get involved with group business, of course, you have to go to the group school to get certified. And, folks, don't just think one group school is all you have to do. You need to continue to educate yourself and learn. I've been to a handful of group schools, and I've been excited to learn from the best. Jimmy Parrish, you know, Jason Lavender, some of these folks that I've been to schools down in Ada, and I keep looking for new ones to go to, but I hear there's some amazing people that you can learn from, and you'll always learn different things from different people, but they're still teaching the same thing, the same company, the same product, the same opportunity. So get to group school. Make sure you get that education under your belt, whether you do group or not. Making a list, we always talk about a list, whether you're recruiting new people or just wanting to get people to look at our company, look at our product. We always say make a list. Group's no different. You need to make a list. You need to break it out by warm market and just companies and businesses in your neighborhood, in your town, no matter how big or how small a town it is. You know, make a list of these. And, you know, everybody that does group calls, I think we always hear people talk about warm market list. Make a warm market list. What is that? Who's your dentist? Who's your mechanic? You know, who's your pharmacist? Who's your doctor? All these different places we go every day or, you know, on a regular basis to do business, you know. And Mr. Moore, I remember him saying one time, he said, I'm not telling people that you have to offer this to your employees. I just bought a new Cadillac or a new whatever from you. I'd like to sit down with you and share with you what it is I have to offer your employees. You know, not saying he has to do it, but at least I deserve the opportunity to share that with you, and then he can make the decision. And if you present it properly, I think it'll always, you know, for the most part, it should work out. When I talk about the warm markets, my first group I ever opened was in September of 2004 was my first group, or no, 2003, I apologize. 2003 was a school district in the town where I was a store manager at the grocery store. You think, well, how can that be a warm market? I didn't go to school there. The superintendent shopped in my store every Saturday, and I knew him very well. He spent a lot of money there every Saturday. And, you know, over time we got to talking. So when I got group certified, guess where I went? And he kind of scared me because, you know, when I sat down to share with him and the board clerk, the clerk of the board, school board, and shared the information with him, he says, well, how do we need to get this started, you know? And it kind of caught me off guard because I wasn't quite ready. And one thing I was fortunate about is he knew me. He knew me as a store manager, not really as a Legal Shield associate, but it still allowed me to get started in the business. But, folks, I will tell you this. You need to know your business. You need to know your product, because his board clerk said something to me that caught me off guard. And she just said, you know, we need a no-hold harmless agreement. And I said, excuse me? And I had no idea what she was talking about, you know. And she said, well, just contact your company. They'll know what it is. And you know what, folks? Legal Shield knew what it was. And we took care of everything. But, you know, making a list of warm markets, you know, whether it's a school you went to, you know, a lot of people say, well, I know this teacher and that teacher. The teachers aren't going to help you a whole lot. You need to know somebody in the district offices, you know. The mechanics, my mechanic shop I use, sold him a small business plan and enrolled 5 of his 8 employees. My pharmacist I started going to a little over a year ago, I sat down with him. He said, sign me up. I want you to talk to my employees. I went and talked to the employees this last year, and out of 19 employees, we enrolled 17 on the spot. And a lot of it is because of the pharmacist saw the value of the product. My dentist, same scenario, you know. When they got your mouth wide open, they're giving you shots, they're cleaning, whatever they're doing, they always ask you when you first go there, how are you doing, what do you do for a living? It's kind of hard to answer, but you know what? I made sure he found out what I did for a living, and he said, I need to have you come talk to my employees. You know, you don't try to tell them too much, but cold market, a lot of people talk about cold market, and I know that's not a favorite unless you feel comfortable walking in, you know, not knowing anybody and they don't know you. Sometimes that can be good. You know, if they don't know you, they don't know your history. They don't know your background. They see you only as the professional you are doing this product and this business. I have done a lot of cold calling. I've opened a lot of groups from cold call. But, folks, when you first make that contact, you need to walk into a business. You want to ask, you know, who their HR manager is, or if it's a small enough business, ask if you could speak to the owner or get their name. Sometimes just asking for the name is all you need, and turn around and walk out. Because if you leave a business card, sometimes they'll see it and you'll be screened waiting for the phone call. I've done this many times where I'll call them back the next day, and I'll just say, ask to speak with Mr. Moore and say, I was just in there the other day. I picked up your business card. Wanted to see if I could talk to you in a few minutes and share with you what my company has to offer for you and your employees. And, sir, there's no cost to you, but I think you'll see some great value to help your employees. Try to get an appointment set with very little said. I always think of the infomercials, the 60-second elevator pitch questions we do sometimes with somebody to pique their interest. You try to pique their interest, you know, to get them to set an appointment with you. And, you know, and when you set the appointments, many times people are going to be busy. So I always respect that. I always say, Mr. Moore, I know you're very busy. I understand that, and I appreciate it. Just want to see if I could, you know, visit with you for about 15 minutes. Didn't know if next week would work, Tuesday or Wednesday. Folks, always give them options to say which day. Don't give them a yes or no option. Give them a choice. Is Wednesday or Thursday better, or is Tuesday, Wednesday? Give them a day to pick, and then you give them a time to pick. And more times than not, you will get an appointment out of that. But if you say, are you available next week? Many times they say, well, next week's not a good week for me. And then you come back and say, well, how about the next week? And now guess what? They're just going to keep putting you off. And you're going to get that no matter what. But if you can learn to do the question is Tuesday or Wednesday best? And then is morning or afternoon best? Is 9 or 10 o'clock better for you? And you get it set by doing that. And many times when I've done it, I will get an appointment. Once you get the appointment, you get set down with the decision maker. You have to keep your appointments brief. If they tell you 15 minutes, folks, take 15 minutes. Sometimes they'll get to visiting and never want to quit talking. That's not very often, but that'll happen. When you get that appointment and you get the value of the product shared with that decision maker, one of the best sheets of paper I use on a regular basis when I first sat down with them is called the Top 10 Legal Life Events of Working Adults. I think we've all seen that. It's available. I'm not sure where it's at now. I've just had it for so long. But, you know, I turn that piece of paper around and I lay it in front of the decision maker, school superintendent, business owner, whatever, and I just say, have any of these 10 things ever affected any of your employees? And not one time has somebody said, nope. They immediately start saying, oh, yeah, yeah, that one and that one. And you know, you just come back and not to belittle them or their employees, but just say, you know, your company is no different than hundreds or thousands that we work with every day. They're dealing with life events, and we just want to see that we can help them. And this is what we have to offer. And once they get the value of that product put in front of them, how we can help the employees, and put it on their steps. Let them know that you're, you know, the owner. Sir, I want to help you help your employees. And when they hear that, you know, he's going to help them, not you, you know, then it makes them maybe feel a little better that, hey, I'm the one doing this. And I'm just going to be the presenter for you to help you help the employees. We can share with them these products. We can share the value of them so they can start taking advantage of what we offer so their families can have peace of mind. Folks, that's what this product does for all of us. It gives us great peace of mind knowing when things happen, when the unexpected happens. Once I get done with a meeting with somebody, you know, whether they accept us or don't accept us, I still send them a thank you card within the next 24 to 48 hours. So hopefully they don't forget me, but I send them a thank you card, and I just say, you know, Mr. Moore, I want to thank you for the meeting we had on Tuesday. I know you're very busy, and I appreciate your time. I'm looking forward to working with you and your employees next month in our presentation. Or if they said no, you just thank Mr. Moore for the time. You know, I appreciate your time. Sorry, you know, we weren't able to come to agreement at this time to make this available to your employees, but I would like to continue to follow up with you in the months to come. And then make a calendar note and follow up with them in months to come. Because when you do that two and three times, guess what will happen? Eventually they're going to say, you know what, and I've had this happen, and I know Jeremy, or all of you have had this, Mr. Parrish, you've had it. You know, finally when you do that, they say, man, you've been persistent, you know, or finally after hearing it three or four times over the course of 18 months, something has happened in their company that they go, we need to get this product in here now. But if you go in one time and they say no and you don't follow back up with them in the future, guess what? They're never going to remember you. But you give them a reason to remember you. Send them a thank you note, follow up as you agreed to follow up, you know, when they say no to you. Whenever somebody says no to the product, they really said not now. That's what they're telling you, not now. So always just follow back and never run down a company or their employment of why they're, you know, not accepting our products. It's not right for everybody every time. Once the enrollment's scheduled, once I get an enrollment scheduled and we pick the date and the time, the person that you set that with, I always follow back up with them maybe a week out or two or three days prior, and this has happened more than once when I call them back. You know, oh, yeah, okay, I forgot. You knew you were coming. You know, I just opened a group up a couple of months ago with another car dealership that was referred to me, and I set the appointment on Thursday for the following Thursday, and since it was only a week away, I had to drive because it was a few hours away, so I went up the day before. And I actually showed up at the car dealership about 4:30 in the afternoon just to meet the general sales manager and just introduce myself. Hey, I just wanted to introduce myself. I'm Bob Pilcher. I was the gentleman that we spoke with last week on the phone wanted to know what time tomorrow morning to confirm you wanted to start. Oh, I forgot you were coming. But because I showed up at 4:30 the day before, he was more prepared for me when I did show up the next morning at 8 o'clock. If I'd have walked in Thursday morning at 8 o'clock to present, and he's like, he was totally, you know, not prepared for me. That enrollment went very well because he made sure every employee came to see me throughout the day. We had about 70 employees come in there, and we had about 30%, 35% enrollment. But I thank him for that. But it's also because of how I set it up and how I followed up prior to the enrollment time. So make sure you don't just set appointments to do presentations, but you follow up on those appointments. Make sure that when you walk in, if you get a chance prior to any enrollment, you know, when you first agree to do a presentation, ask where we're going to do this meeting. Are we going to do it in your break room? Is it going to be in a conference room? I was just curious because I wanted to make sure I had the proper material for that area. Because if they don't have tables, how are people going to be able to fill out applications? I did a pharmacy a year ago, and I knew it was going to be in their main lobby because they closed the pharmacy at 7 o'clock, and the meeting was afterwards where we had the 19 employees. I had clipboards. Everybody was handed their packet on a clipboard. Folks, you can buy clipboards at Walmart for 97 cents. And everybody was handed a packet and a clipboard at the same time, and because they had somewhere to fill out the stuff still sitting in their chairs, they were able to do it right there on the spot. So be prepared. because it'll be hard if you don't have that clipboards or whatever you're using for people. If they don't have that to write stuff, guess what? They're not going to write. They're just going to sit there and look at you. One of the last things I'll point out is never abuse the time they give you for a presentation. And I think any of us that have ever done group presentations, I think my shortest presentation was 60 seconds. I was given 1 minute at a teacher's meeting one morning before school started. And they actually said, "We really don't have time. I apologize." And I said, "Well, could I just have 60 seconds? He said, "Okay, you can have 60 seconds. Folks, I enrolled, I think it was 4 people out of 20 in the teacher's lounge with 60 seconds. So I'm not saying that always happens, but something is better than nothing. But when they give you a time, you stick to that time. Because I want to be asked back next week, next year, next open enrollment time. Be sure you give yourself that opportunity. Have fun when you're doing presentations. You know, I always make a little joke from time to time. You got to know your crowd. You got to know the type of people you're talking to, from teachers to construction workers, car salesmen, whatever. But know what you're talking to so you can, you know, use the right type of humor when that's appropriate to do. But always be professional and confident. Be so confident in your product. Know it inside and out. When I do a presentation, I'm always at the end. I'm always closing by holding up an application, pointing to it, showing them what to do, and I ask them, pull out your application. Even if you're not interested, that's fine, but just pull this out. Here's where I need you to mark this and this. You know, if you get that started and somebody starts, sometimes you'll see others doing the same thing. I use temporary kits on a regular basis. After enrollment, I always give something to people when they can take home. There's will questionnaires, decals in there. There's additional information they can take home and not wait for their new packets to come in the mail. And I'm always enrolled in Mass Member Advantage Services. And I send personal letters myself to each new member within 2 to 3 days of their effective dates. Mass works very well, but I like to give them something right from me within the first 2 to 3 days, within 72 hours, and let them know, you know, so they have that contact coming at them on a regular basis. And then I try to follow up in a few months after that very first enrollment to confirm everything is going okay, and then I confirm when can we come back and do new enrollments for new employees or when's your open enrollment for next year. One of the last things I'll end with everybody is, folks, fortune is in the follow-up. If you don't follow up with appointments, whether you set a group or not, you're never going to get that group. That's obvious. And if you do the follow-ups, then you're going to start seeing renewals. And, you know, I'm excited to say for me, you know, this business has been great. I love it. I like the freedom it gives me. The quality of life since I left the grocery business is 200%, 500% better than it ever was. I don't have headaches anymore like I used to have at work. The stress I have is what I put on myself to do this business. But other than that, I have no bosses except my wife, and we all have one of those, and that's great. I've been on earnings for 3 years now with renewals, so I don't take any advanced commissions, and I still make more money than I ever did as a store manager every year, and I thank God and Legal Shield for that opportunity. So, Mr. Moore, with that, I'll turn it back over to you, and again, I thank you for this opportunity to visit with everybody.
You know, Bob, you always do an outstanding job. What great information. I hope people took notes there today. You're very informative. You're very professional. You know what you're doing. And, Jeremy, can we throw the line open? See if there's one. Would you be open to a question or two, Bob?
Sure. Yes,
Jeremy, sir. Can you throw the line open?
It's unlocked.
Oh, it's unlocked. Well, maybe Alex Gardner. Alex, would you have a question?
Yeah, I do. Thanks, Mr. Moore. And Bob, you're one of my favorite trainers. I think you're a best-kept secret in group marketing. I think you should be a group trainer somewhere.
Amen.
We appreciate you pouring into us. I was just wondering, I know things change, the market changes. I was wondering, do you tend to lead more with the legal service these days or identity theft? You know, in your decision-maker meetings and in your enrollments, how much do you do each service?
Well, when I first meet with a decision maker, it does matter on what type of company or group or, you know, what works best with them. I try to pique their interest with, you know, have you heard about identity theft? How do you feel about identity theft today? You know, and when you say that with a decision maker, you can tell by their response whether you continue into that and then add the Legal Shield because it is a combination product. you know, but and when I'm doing presentations with groups, it depends on what type of group I'm talking to. You know, again, if I'm talking to car salesmen, they're different than teachers. So it's like every situation. You have to evaluate the situation and the circumstances. Okay, which is the best way to talk to these guys? When you get into labor, blue-collar construction workers, I always go with the legal service first. When I go with more professional, certified teachers, those folks, a lot of times I'll lead with the identity theft. You know, so it, a lot depends. My pharmacist, you know, identity theft was their big concern when I first talked to him. So I made sure when I presented to his employees, because that's where he was at, and he kept interfering with my presentation. I won't call it interfering, conjecturing into my presentation. And when he stopped to talk, stopped me to talk about it, I let him go as long as he wanted. He's the owner. And that's why we signed up 17 to 19 people. But I went with what they liked the best, okay? Whenever, I think we've always said, what did you like best about the presentation? We've always talked about that when we shared the product with somebody or watched a video. Whatever they said, you always say, me too. Because it's true, me too. We all agree with that. You agree with what they want, and then you build off of that. That's what draws them into the product even more. If you try to share more than what they're wanting, I think you're going to lose them. So hopefully that answers the question for you, Alex. I don't know.
Great information. Thanks, Bob.
Hey, Peterman, you have a question? Did I lose David Peterman?
No, sir, I would just mute it out. I'm not so much a question as I just want to tell Bob, you know, it's a great training, and I agree with Alex. You're probably one of the best-kept secrets out there. That's good, common-sense advice that obviously works because you've done a great job, and we appreciate you. And we had people on tonight that I think that, as I did, I took a, you know, I've been around a day or two, and I took a page of notes, and we just appreciate your input.
Well, I appreciate that, Dave, and I appreciate your team because I'm starting to use some of them, help me with some of my groups, especially my schools. I get too many schools, I can't get to all of them. So Lynn Ball is going to be helping me this summer and this fall.
She's good, and she'll do you a good job. But we appreciate your input tonight.
Thank you.
Well, Bob, we really appreciate you as a team player. We appreciate you as a friend. We appreciate you as a great humanitarian. Tell a lovely wife of yours hello. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a call in a few minutes with Mr. Dave Cibola. We all know who Dave is. Do not miss a call. Get on, text people, call people, twist their arms, get them on the call. But I got a little something here, you know. It says, sorrow looks back and worry looks around, but faith looks up. Live simple, love gently, care deeply, speak kindly, and trust in our Creator. So saying that, I'll listen for you on the next call. It's God, Family, Legal Shield. We appreciate you. We won't say good night. We just say we'll listen for you at 9 o'clock.